Okay, let's check out this video of the Ricky, I don't know how to pronounce it, Tress practicing.
Sort of just freestyling until I get something.
Oh my God.
Transition isn't my thing, so.
By the way, he's very lean. I mean, he's not buff or anything, but he's not like fat or out of shape. I mean, he looks fit. And he's 29. He's got that ridiculous voice also that gives it away, although, you know. If you thought this was a woman, just by looking, you need glasses or something.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Thank you, everyone.
God. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everybody. Doing my best. Where's my stokie? I had to go puff on my cigar some more so I could get my voice even deeper.
What a joke. What a fucking joke. It's pathetic. Pathetic. Okay, there's another video where they're actually interviewing this freak, this Fruit Loop, this ugly dude with the weird hair. And the little kitty earrings, this self-infantilizer who wants to hide from the vicissitudes of life. Let's see what this person has to say about competing against teeny, tiny little kids. If there are any disparities between men and little girls. And if he has a problem with, beating the pants off a little 13-year-old. I bet he wouldn't. I bet he wouldn't have a problem with that literally either. I wonder if this dude is into little dudettes. And by the way, this dude who's supposedly trans, he still has the pork and beans. He still has his, tootsie roll down there. He hasn't gotten the transition surgery yet, so he's still got the big balls that are pumping out testosterone. So I would say there's a definite advantage here.
Because that's like what I'm getting beat up about the most is like you're beating little kids and little girls, and I'm just like, I didn't intend to do that. Like, I just
you didn't intend, so you're competing against little kids and little girls, and you didn't intend to do that, but you entered a competition where you've been competing against them, so you clearly did intend to do that, or you wouldn't have entered the competition. Already, I'm seeing some cognitive dissonance and lack of critical thinking skills here, but continue.
This was the first competition that I've been to that I actually wanted to win. It makes me really happy to see that there's kids that young that are in competitions and they're shredding and even placing in the high ranks. So that's like incredible. To me, that's not any reason to like not win a competition or something. Like, I'm not going to go there and be like, oh, I'll go easy on them because they're kids. The skill level's...
Want to beat the shit out of them.
Again, really determined by your determination, your tenacity to just like put yourself in on top and through these obstacles. Has nothing to do with your age.
This dude has three kids of his own, by the way, and he's out there bebopping around on fucking skateboards. How's he making money to support his family? Oh, he's not. This loser, this deadbeat dad. Well, he's not a dad anymore. Now he's a tranny, so he's empowered by giving up his responsibility to provide for his family by riding around on a skateboard all day. What a loser!
Do you think that you have a physical advantage?
Okay. I don't...
Look at this. He has to think about it. He doesn't even know. Does a grown man... who made it into the Navy and is a retired Navy man have an advantage over a little 13-year-old physically? Let me think about that.
I don't think so. Mostly because I don't really understand what that means besides, like...
You don't know what it means to have a physical advantage. Oh, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Talk about living disconnected from reality.
Someone that's stronger, you know, like you would assume that a big man is stronger than a big woman. So, but me, I'm like, look at me. I'm not like buff or anything.
That's irrelevant. My muscles aren't big, so I can't possibly be stronger than a little 13-year-old. Who I could just throttle to death so easily, even though I have very skinny arms. I'm not that muscular. Oh, God.
You know, I don't work out, really. I just skateboard.
And you win a skateboarding competition, and you're a grown man, and as a grown man, you skateboard all the fucking time, so you're going to be stronger and definitely better at it and have an advantage over a girl that's 13.
I don't think skateboarding has anything to do with physicality.
What? Wait. He doesn't think that skateboarding has anything to do with physicality, even though it's 100% physical. It's not like you're sitting there and, you know, you're imagining skateboarding. The better your imagination is, the better that you can imagine or visualize yourself in a fucking skateboard. It's 100% physical, but there's no physicality.
Especially when we look at, like, kids these days. Literally kids.
There are some people who think that... What? Sports should be divided into three categories. Biological men, biological women, and everybody else. What do you think of that?
No, because if it was that way, then I wouldn't be able to flex and stroke my ego by beating little girls because I can't beat even little boys. Even though he might want to beat little boys, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that's the right answer. That's
Why?
Pretty much like as far as that goes. Like...
I wouldn't be able to beat up little girls if that was the case.
There's so many suggestions, and it kind of goes in hand with all the feedback that I'm receiving from people. Like, a lot of it is negative, and a lot of it is positive. Some of it is kind of just neutral, giving recommendations, and I love that, honestly. Like, I think it's all necessary, you know, like...
What the hell does that have to do with the original question? Absolutely nothing.
People need to get angry, people need to be happy, and then people need to be in the middle, and then everyone comes together, and hopefully we come up with something.
They just did. Men, women, and everything else. Oh, no, I don't agree with that. And then goes off on a tangent.
But as far as, like, segregating everything like that, I just, personally, I don't think that's the right way, only because...
Yeah, because you couldn't win otherwise.
I mean, I don't know if any of my reasoning is valid, but...
It ain't.
I feel like that would be, like, calling us different.
You feel? Well, you know, my logic and reason isn't based on feelings. I'm not a fucking sophist. I'm not a sophist. It's based on fact, okay? Empiricism. Logic. You are different. What do you mean? That would be saying I'm different. Different than the norm? Yeah. Yeah. You are, dummy. You're a dude walking around pretending to be a dudette, competing against 13-year-old girls, and pretending you don't have a cock and balls between your legs. I would say you're very different.
Like a different human race or some kind of...
No, you just want to be a different human race and get all of the advantages that you get as a post-oppressed minority class.
Like different type of human when we're not. We're really all the same in some way. Like... We all have so many things in common, although...
You mean biological determinism? No, that's not real.
We look at each other and we know that we're all very different.
You just said we're all the same in some way, and now we're all very different. You're all over the place, motherfucker.
So, I just don't think that's the right one.
Can you tell us what is? No, because you're just a critical theorist.
Although I heard a really good one, you want to hear it?
the fake girl laugh. I guarantee you his real voice is like this. Give me a stogie. Where's my pipe? I need some chewing tobacco.
Where's my cigar?
Okay, so this I'm not saying this is the right one either, but it's like,
what's with this? Oh, that laugh is really annoying. And by the way, what's with this voice? You know this Trini voice? What is that? How do they accomplish that? Is that just practice, or do they get some kind of surgery or something?
The closest thing to what I've found to like some sense of equality, like something that's like
What do you mean equality? Here we go again with the way using the word equality incorrectly. Equal is a synonym for same. You're not the same as a woman, okay? So you can't compete with them. You shouldn't be treated the same because you're not the same. And you're not the same as a child either, and that's why you shouldn't be competing with them.
Like weight orientated? Like something based off of like body mass and weight? Or we could even do like a...
That would disqualify you. You're what, 150, 160 pounds? That little 13-year-old was what, 75 pounds?
I mean, I don't want to say it this way, but because it's just so difficult when we're trying to create like some kind of like a controlled group of some sort. Because
no, it's not difficult. You control based upon logical standards, based upon the differences that give some people an advantage. That's why the men don't compete with the women and the adults don't compete with the kids. It's not difficult or complicated.
There has to be some sense of like putting people in a box. You know, if you're a man, you're a man, you compete there. If you're a woman, you're a woman, you compete there.
Yeah.
And then it's like at this point, it's like, well, she says she's a woman, but we don't believe her or something.
No. You see, you're trying to conflate. You're trying to have your cake and eat it too. You want to identify as a woman, okay? And then you want to apply your identification to situations that have a biological differential and standard. You can't have it both ways. Well, this person can.
Then and like,
which is why so many men and boys are going down the tranny route, because they see the advantages. They see the privileges of identifying as a woman. And not just a woman, but a trans wayman. Double privilege there and triple privilege if you just so happen to identify as gay as well.
Let's test her. So I took all these, you know, random tests, the testosterone test, the estrogen test, and like...
And by the way, this person tried to compete in the Olympics and they couldn't compete as a woman. You know why? Because his testosterone was too high. But it's perfectly okay if he competes against 13-year-old little girls.
Had to... I don't know if I'd used... Yeah, I probably got prodded, like, by a needle to get some samples to get that out. So it was, like, a little intrusive, you know? So trying to create a category would have to, like... We would have to realize that there's going to have to be some sort of line crossed as far as, like, the judgment that you're going to receive. Like, you're being judged whether you...
Oh, we can't judge people. That's crossing the line. I can't intrude on people by, I don't know, sticking them with a needle. Even though we're talking about sports competitions that are at a world fucking level with nations competing against nations with big cash prizes on the line in the form of lots and lots of fucking endorsement deals after you win that copper, silver, gold medal. Oh, but we shouldn't have any standards. No standards. Right, because you're a loser who couldn't compete if there were standards.
You're going to fit in that category or not. But maybe like something based on the weight index, or maybe like experience, like how long have you been skateboarding? Because that's really what counts.
So you don't believe transgender women or men pose any form of threat to sports?
No, not at all. A threat? Uh-uh.
What a deluded freak this person is. And this guy has three kids. Could you imagine if this was your father? Oh my God.
I mean, we're only beginning to see this now. So at this point, it's like, it's beautiful. It's part of the human experience. We're all fortunate enough to go through this together. We should kind of just experience it.
What the fuck is this person talking about?
And continue considering all of our feelings.
Hippy dippy mumbo fucking jumbo.
And thoughts about it until we can do something that we're all happy with.
Well, I don't think you have any thoughts. I think you have feelings.
It doesn't have to be threatening.
What are you talking about? What the, guy with the gun that wants to steal my wallet. That doesn't have to be a threatening experience, even though by the very nature of the experience itself is threatening, but it doesn't have to be threatening. It could be a beautiful, wonderful, joyous experience. What? Idiot.
It could just be fun, exciting, like being lost in a big city.
Leah Thomas, she...
See, I told you, infantilization. This idiot, how does this person afford to be able to just skate around the city all fucking day and get lost? Where is this person getting the money to do this? Meanwhile, he's got 3 kids to take care of.
Is a transgender woman, and she has received lots of criticism from people who believe that she does have a physical advantage because of her background as a biological male.
Oh, believes. No, yeah. Notice the language of the reporter, the mealy-mouthed language. Oh, believe that she has an advantage. It's not that she does. No, we don't want to talk in terms of objective truth. No. That would be transphobic to state facts.
Do you see skateboarding as slightly different to other more athletic sports?
What do you mean more athletic? Skateboarding is extremely athletic. I don't know what this dumb broad's talking about.
Well, I mean, I can't really speak for her and, like, what she's going through, but...
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
But I would say so, like, kind of, because you have, like, an external source. You know, your sport isn't just solely based on your body, as, like, I don't know, sprinting or something would be. It's kind of like a, let's say, like a race car driver. You know, like, it doesn't really matter what you look like or who, whatever. Like, you can drive a car better than I do.
Yeah, but you've got a 300-pound guy. He's not going to fit into a race car, okay? By the way, no, it doesn't matter what you look like, but your physical composition is important, you moron.
Regardless of our physique and such. So.
Not true at all. Physique plays a big fucking role. Don't know what you're fucking talking about. You're an idiot. I don't see a lot of 300-pound guys out there skateboarding. They would crack the fucking skateboard.
So that's kind of where I would pin skateboarding, is like a... It's that, yeah. I'll keep competing because...
Against 13-year-old little girls!
There are opportunities that are like almost like an instant growth. It's like picking up a little star or something.
So it's about validation. It's about validation and stroking your pathetically tiny cock and ego. I see.
But I'm just skateboarding to be happy, honestly.
You've got 3 kids! Why aren't you working at a job and earning a fucking living so you can support your kids? What a loser this guy is. What a fucking loser.
So, I just want to keep being happy.
You're 30 years old, motherfucker, and you've got kids. You don't get to put your own happiness and self-interest above that of your family. But now that I identify as a tranny and a wayman and maybe a fag as well, you know, I get to abandon my family and play out this little fantasy make-believe bullshit where I'm a little kitty, which is why you want to compete against little kids. Maybe that, and because maybe you're a kitty diddler as well. Who knows? I'm just speculating. But there you go! I don't see any love handles, so he's in relatively good shape. But physique doesn't matter. Even though I couldn't do this if my physique was horrible and I weighed 50 pounds more, because that would make all the tricks and too difficult and the skateboard would break. But that stuff, objective reality and truth, that doesn't matter. Biology doesn't matter. Okay, well then how did you win? How did you beat the little 13-year-old then if physicality doesn't matter? And it's not a physical sport. So there you go. There you go. Apparently, there's no physical advantage to being a man. Even though in almost every competition where a dude turned dudette competes, he beats all the women. The actual women. But there's no such thing as a wayman! So why don't you just compete with the dudes? Oh, because there's a difference. Because there is such a thing as women. That's great. Oh, my God. We're doomed. Western civilization is doomed. And ladies, you're doomed too. Yeah. Very soon, you're going to be ousted from power as well. with your embracing of intersectionality as the blackies and the brownies and the fake artificial waymen replace you. Anyhow, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel. If you have not already, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you'd really like to support my continued content creation, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. Could really use your help.